Hello, how y'all doing? This is the 47-year-old Otaku. It is Black Friday, November 27th of 2020. I know it's been a long, long, long time. It's 5:30 in the morning. What I am wanting to talk to you guys about is this. You notice you go on YouTube and they're coming out with like the Ruby theories about theories about the silver eyes, theories about the maidens, why Yang's such a horn dog, why Vice is such an ice bitch, excuse my language, why Pyrrha ain't alive, why Pyrrha ain't dead, she was a clone, the one that turned to ash was a clone, and she trying to find John to be her baby daddy. Anyway, I know, weird theories. Anyway, so what I'm bringing up is one of the main theories I've heard is John is the offspring or the descendant of Salem. One I wholeheartedly believe. Salem, okay, in case you guys don't know who Salem is. We'll do it like this. Long time ago on Remnant, there was these two brothers, the God of Light and the God of Dark. So basically, like, God and Lucifer, or the Morning Star. Well, and they basically, with the exception, not the exception, unlike God and Lucifer on our planet, on Earth, these two stayed gods. The darkness and the lightness stayed gods. So, here's what I'm thinking. The brothers said, hey, we want a couple of avatars. One can be an avatar for light, and one can be an avatar for darkness. And there were two people, Salem and Ozma. They took these two and they became the avatar of their avatars. Ozma became the avatar of the light and Salem became the avatar of darkness. But the thing of it was, it's like darkness, oh, so dark, you're evil, she's evil, she's evil. But the thing of it was, what is his name? Oh, Ozma. Ozma and Salem had fallen for each other. But I'm not saying it was the brother's fault. I'm saying this. The brothers made a huge mistake. Because Ozma should have went to the... this is my opinion. Ozma should have went to the brother, the God of Darkness, while Salem should have went to the God of Light. Because in deep down, they were both... Deep down, they are exact opposite of what they should have been, in my opinion, like I said. So, Ozma and Salem should have gotten together. Well, the thing of it is, if everything has been said about it, I think the story of the maidens the wizard and the maidens. Ozma was the wizard. See, basically, both have immortality, but it's a different type of immortality. Salem can live forever, which is a punishment from the brothers. And excuse my language one more time. The God of Darkness, was a fucking asshole. He was an asshole to Salem. He, her immortality was punishment. Whereas Ozpin's immortality wasn't like true immortality. It's like, oh, okay, this vessel's gonna die. I'm gonna go on ahead, send my soul into another vessel. That's what that is. That's how come we got Oscar sounding like Ozpin right now. Because Ozpin is Ozma. And that's another reason why Salem is basically got a raging murder boner on Ozpin. Anyway, my theory goes so why am I talking about Salem and Ozma, Oscar, Ozpin, whatever you want to call them, being in the same room, locked in the same room, a very bad idea? Well, Ozpin, just let me put it to you this way. The God of Darkness wasn't the only person that screwed Salem. The God of Darkness screwed, I mean, the Ozpin screwed Salem as well. You know, so the thing of it is, okay, we're going to do this. She wanted a family. She got her family. She got that family. Thing of it was, it's the Ark family. The Ark family is like, okay, yeah, we're going to come up. We're going to be this huge line of warriors. Where's this huge line of warriors? And all the way, he's there. He's there. You know, John Ark is there. Well, the thing of it was, this dude, Ozpin, basically said, somehow, this is just me. This is what I'm thinking. He sends a letter to his parents and tells them, don't train the boy. I got this. I'll train him. Don't train the boy. Just send him over. I'll train him the whole shooting match. That reason is because he really wanted to destroy Salem. In two ways. If John gets training, fine. And he becomes a major badass, fine. No problem. Oh, by the way, I'ma send you out after your ancestor. And yes, that's the belief I have. Salem is John's ancestor. But if he couldn't get training. He couldn't know how to fight, learn how to fight. He would basically still point him in the general direction of everything that gotta die. And he'll just sit back and watch as Salem, as one of Salem's descendants, die by her, by grim hands, or by let's say the White Fang or whoever, by their hands. He wanted her crushed. There is a scene where they meet up with, I think his name is Watts, that crazy dude that's part Scorpion, that Scorpion Faunus. They meet up with him, and he's like, yeah, they're like, who are you? And he's like, I ain't interested in you. He pointed to the others. I ain't interested in you. I ain't interested in you. I ain't interested in you. Then he sees John and goes, you're piquing my interest. Talking to John. The thing of it was, this is my theory on that. The reason why Watts, which I said, I think that's his name, is not going, because the thing of it, you got to think of it this way. If you do know who Watts is a serial killer that hooked up and became a zealot, that became zealous over Salem. Excuse me, jeez, I'm biting the inside of my cheek. So he became zealous over Salem. Now this dude wouldn't care if it, you know, he's like, yeah, I don't care about y'all. I'm just gonna go ahead and slaughter y'all just as easily as I can. But he takes one look at John. He takes one look at John and says, I'm not gonna touch you because you interest me. No, son. That's not why you ain't touching him. You ain't touching him because Salem said Salem knows he's alive. Salem knows who John is. And she goes, you touch John Ark. You touch the Ark boy. I will basically make it so that you would wish for death. So that's how he was. That's how that went. So what I'm thinking is this. Aspen is a fucking asshole. I will say that again. I will repeat it again and excuse my language. But then again, if you're listening to me, you should know that, you know, this ain't for kids. Aspen is an asshole. He wants him dead because he knows he's Salem's descendant. But here's the clincher. Another dude said, yeah, but he's also Aspen's descendant. Because of he used Corsair Morris and he had his scepter, and you know, it's like, I'm gonna go on ahead and win the fight for you. Win this fight between them. I hate it when the back of my head starts to hurt. Anyway, back of my neck. Anyway, so he goes, geez, 37 on Monday. I'm sorry. Anyway, he goes, you are a descendant of, of Salem. Ow! I was like, shoot, something's wrong with my neck. Anyway, you're a descendant of Salem. You're gonna die, but I ain't gonna kill you just yet. I'm gonna take everything from you. Thing of it was, the way I kind of picture it, when Pyrrha got killed, He took, that was Osmond's fault. And he took his heart. He took John's heart. So he goes, so he would have no choice but to go out after Salem, making him think, hey, you know, it was Salem's fault. But then here's also the thing. The Silver Eyes, Ruby. Ruby has a major league crush on Salem. Has a major league crush on John. He's looking and he's like, oh, shit. Ruby's got a crush on him. I'm not going to attempt to kill her just because she got a crush and I want to destroy him. I can't kill a silver-eyed warrior. That's another thing. Salem wants to take the silver-eyed warriors from her. It ain't from her, from Osmond. It ain't that they can destroy her. It's not really all that. It's because she wants to take a bullet away from Osmond. So, but getting back to John. John is basically like, I so want to put my foot up in Osmond's ass so badly and stunt and basically put my left foot in his ass and put my right foot on the back of his head where the medulla oblongata, the brainstem, is, come up and hit a perfect curb stomp that would make Seth Rollins jealous. It'd be like, I hit that curb stomp and basically decorate the ground with Osmond's face. I so want to do that. This is me. But the thing of it was, John, Osmond used, I don't know what it was, but Osmond used something on John and have him like, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You'll see. I think it was the fact that he promised John he would be able to see Pyrrha again. So it was like, you know what? I'm like, you know what? I stopped watching afterwards. I stopped watching when Pyrrha died. And the thing of it was, I got so freaking mad. Every time I'm seeing these theories and I'm hearing this stuff about it, every single time, it just pisses me off more. It's pissing me off more. Because I don't like the people coming up with the theories. No, I don't. It's not because of that. It's not because of the fact Monty Ohm, God rest his soul, came up, made a huge mistake over this. He made a huge mistake with him. No, it's not even that. But this is what's really ticking me off. Everybody just made, especially this one, that Salem is John's ancestor. I feel they're right. And I agree with them. And it's not the fact, I can't stand the fact that I agree with certain people. No, like I said, they're right. They're very right. And I'm not going to hate that fact that they're right. Anybody that's listening to this, if you have one, knock yourself out. Send me emails or whatever. Send me a message, whatever. If you agree with me. And if you agree with me and you agree with everybody else with that statement that everything people had said after, I want to say season 5, season 3 Let's go back, season 3. To now. It's like, yeah, we going to go on ahead and, Ospin's an asshole. The brothers are jerks. Salem was the true victim. The whole shooting match. Salem, if John were to get to Salem, Salem would win. If John were to get to Salem, she would take him under his wing, under her wing, and love him like one of his elders should, and she would win. That would be the reason why they could win anyway. That's one of the reason why they should win. She should win because I actually see John teaming up with her, all because of the fact that Ospin betrayed. Ospin betrayed his family. That's what I believe. But this is, once again, ramblings of a crazy lunatic. So, but I still can see that. That's one of my ultimate theories. If he would, if Salem got her hands on Oz, I mean on Oz, on John, they win. She wins. It's not Ruby that's the main linchpin. It's John. John's like, okay, you know, we're going to go on ahead and do this. I'm going to come home. Or it'll be like, John, what are you doing? I'm going to make a deal. I'm making a deal with Salem. And he's like, and they're like, why? Why would you make this deal? What do you have? Especially Weiss. What would you have? What do you have that she could want? And I can see him look at him. I can see him look at them and go, me. That's my grandmama. But like I said, I'm rambling. I'ma put this theory on Facebook as well, because I'm planning on getting some stuff that can help me do a video blog. But yeah. So I hope this could get you a little insight of what's going on in this asylum I call a mind. Once again, I know it's been a long time since I last done one. So I hope you enjoy. I apologize. I will try to do more later on. And there is some stuff that's been going on lately that I really would like to get off my chest and talk to you guys. So, if you enjoy it, send me a shout out. I don't know if you can leave a like on it or whatever, but send me a shout out and say, hey, I really enjoyed this one. So, this is the 47-year-old otaku. And I want to wish you guys a happy belated Thanksgiving. I hope you had a lot of turkey and what have you. And I hope your mamas or your aunties or whatever, whoever makes the mac and cheese, I hope they were fire. It was fire. And thanks for listening.